Good morning, a Wednesday morning, and we are with Miles Reed. He is the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
The COVID-19 virus is raging, and we're seeing Capital Region hospitals limit elective surgeries.
So yesterday, the group of all the leaders of the Capital Region hospitals, they announced these limits on any kind of elective surgical procedures. And this is a new shift here. They say that they're doing this in response to a surge in the COVID cases that has happened over the last month or so, you know, where they're talking about a double-digit increase. They have three concerns. They want to conserve space in the hospital with beds. They want to conserve supplies, resources, et cetera. But most important, they want to conserve personnel and the staffing. They say that is really their biggest concern, is that if there is another surge around the Christmas and New Year's holidays, which they're anticipating could happen, they want to be able to have enough staff to be able to respond to the COVID surge. You know, the Capital Region is experiencing some problems, and they're among the worst in the state in terms of the positivity rate increase, but also in the shortage of hospital beds. The Capital Region is tied with Long Island for the lowest percentage of available hospital beds at 25%. So they say that they're going to take this step immediately. And if after the new year, the numbers start surging even more, they'll take further steps to limit non-urgent surgeries.
From there to the county of Schenectady, weighing along with others, is a capping of fees for third-party food delivery apps. Explain, sir.
So this comes a week after the Albany County executive did an executive order last week capping the fees. And so on Monday night, the Schenectady County Legislature introduced this new cap. It goes a little farther than the Albany County one. So under this proposal, it would cap these fees at 15%, but it's not just delivery fees. It would be all kinds of fees that get pushed back to the restaurants, and that includes marketing and various other things. Schenectady County would be one of the first in the state to have this kind of limitation. The county attorney, Chris Gardner, who put this together, said he studied some of the measures taken in Westchester County and New York City back in the spring, and he's modeled his law based on that, but made some tweaks to it. This, if it takes effect and gets passed by the legislature, would make it one of the most stringent in the state. And we talked to a number of people, as we did last week, about some concerns about whether this would be good or bad, and sort of a mixed bag. The county, for their part, say that they feel like they have to be proactive and to try to protect the restaurants. This is something that would only go into effect if New York State goes into a state of emergency for COVID at some point in the coming weeks or months.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, Merry Christmas and a big thank you for being with us each week.
You too, David. Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.